Hey, is your wife here? I told her I left my jacket in your house last weekend. Yeah, for the Easter party. She told me you'd be around enough so I could get it. Perfect. You mind if I come in? Thanks. So, is today like your day off or anything? Well, I was just wondering, because usually you're away at work all day, aren't you? Yeah, I've noticed. I like keeping eyes on things. But that job really does keep you away from home a lot, doesn't it? Must be stressful. Oh, it certainly pays the bills. I mean, this house looks so beautiful. I have an eye for things that sparkle, I guess. And you guys sure do have a lot of sparkly things. I love this vase. How much did it cost? That much for a vase? Oh my God. Wow. Yeah. The jacket. I guess it was in your living room, but I don't really see it on the couch. Do you mind if I sit down though for a sec? You're so sweet. So, are you like on vacation or anything? You are. And today's your first day? That makes sense. Did your wife not get the same hours? She couldn't sign off of them. That's a shame. So I guess you're just gonna be home alone all week, huh? What are your plans? Doing nothing? Come on, there's no such thing as doing nothing. Well, be more specific. Are you gonna learn how to bake? Are you going to catch up on reading? Are you going to sit on your computer all day and scroll through Findom? Don't act so surprised. Come on. I know you follow my account. I know you reblog. And like everything I post, it's fucking obvious. My jacket? Don't try to change the subject. And no, there's no jacket. God, it's so easy to lie to men like you. I'm just here to say the truth. I'm just here to cut the bullshit. I know you want to give me your wallet. I know you watch me walking to the mailbox every single morning. I know you want to watch me fuck my boyfriend. You'd be a peeping Tom if you had the courage, wouldn't you? You'd do anything to see what's under my shirt right now, wouldn't you? But that's not the point. Again, I'm here to cut the bullshit. And my account is clearly Findom. Your house is clearly expensive. I like expensive things. Therefore, you should be giving me your expensive things. Oh, this is no dream. This is real life. And I'm here to fucking own you. Everything you earn is gonna be mine now. Your wife doesn't have to know. Your wife doesn't have to know how weak you are for me. I mean, let's not hurt her feelings. We know she's not getting any younger. And it's only natural for an older man to want someone younger, hot, playful, bratty, like me. So why don't you sit down on this couch too and spread your legs? Mm-mm. No. Move your hands. That's right. I'm gonna reach into your pocket. And I'm gonna take your wallet. I'm gonna take your card. And then I'm gonna go shopping with it. I'll make sure to be back before your wifey's home. I don't know how you're explaining all that money going missing, but it's not my problem, is it? It's not my fault you're addicted to me. It's not my fault you want me. There, there. So, you're gonna sit back, scroll through Findom again, and like every single post I have, while I drain you in real time. You're gonna buy me shoes today. Your car is gonna buy me dinner, clothes, maybe even a new mani-pedi. And you're just gonna sit here and fucking take it. Cause you're my good little boy now, aren't you? Bye.